High-quality language instruction. This study focused on exemplary language arts programs in grades 4 through 6 and exemplary science and mathematics programs in grades 6 through 8 for language minority students in restructured schools. Table 1 through 4. 1 shows the curricular areas we examined at the exemplary schools. Their approaches to curriculum and instruction were interwoven with language development programs and embedded in their school reform efforts. All 3, curriculum and instruction, language development program, and school organization under reform, taken together created a high-quality learning environment that provided challenging curricula for LEP students. This chapter presents specific findings on curriculum and instructional approaches. The innovative curriculum and instruction for LEP students blended opportunities for active discovery, cooperative learning, a curriculum related to students' experience, and thematic instruction into a coherent whole. Of necessity, the discussion below addresses each of these elements separately, but the reader will notice connections among the elements in the examples provided in text boxes. Strategies that were implemented across content areas are discussed in findings number 4.1 through 4.4. Findings 4.5 through 4.7 address the 3 curricular ideas upon which the study focused: language, arts, science, and mathematics. Finally, 4.8 discusses uses of technology at the exemplary sites. Finding 4.1, engaged learning. Exemplary schools adapted innovative approaches that helped LEP students become independent learners who took responsibility for their own learning. Teachers acted as facilitators for students' learning and were not the sole source of information and wisdom. Teachers encouraged students to view one another as resources for learning. The exemplary sites adapted innovative strategies for curriculum and instruction to create engaged learning environments that fit the needs of their LEP as well as non-LEP students. As part of the adaptation process, the schools adopted the vision of engaged learning, sometimes with the help of external partners. See the role of external partners and selected strategies from a collection of approaches. They adapted these approaches over time to create a unique curriculum and instruction particular to their sites. Figure 1 through 4.1 illustrates common strategies at the exemplary schools. As the figure suggests, the schools created learning environments in which students were the center of the classroom activity. Teachers structured assignments so students could clearly understand what was expected of them. Students collaborated with their peers and teachers within a structure that stimulated discovery and mastery of complex skills. Students explored curriculum content that had relevance to them and the reality of their communities. The curriculum emphasized depth of understanding over breadth of coverage, allowing students to see the natural connections among and within the traditional disciplines. Teachers delivered instruction in ways that encouraged students to approach their studies from different and broader perspectives and seek more fundamental issues and knowledge. These approaches were true across grade levels and for language arts, science, and mathematics. In sum, the exemplary schools used a series of strategies that might be called engaged learning. These strategies are in line with research on learning. As Healy explains, research on learning has demonstrated that students understand best remember ideas most effectively and think most incisively when they feel personally responsible for getting meaning out of what they are learning instead of waiting for the teacher to shovel it in. To put these innovative approaches into perspective, we can contrast them with the more traditional approaches to curriculum and instruction seen in many schools. The traditional approach has been characterized as a predominantly passive form of instruction in which the teacher is the center of the classroom activities. In this situation, the classroom discourse follows a script in which the teacher asks a question, students respond either verbally or in writing, and the teacher evaluates their answers as being right or wrong. This relatively rigid format may be conducive to the transmittal of discrete pieces of information, but the curriculum content may be irrelevant to the student's reality. They may fail to make any connections across disciplines. As a result, students struggle to understand concepts in isolation, to learn parts without seeing holes, to make connections where they see only disparity, and to accept as reality what their perceptions question. The movement away from traditional approaches requires time and significant degree of learning by doing. Nevertheless, the contrast between the extremes of traditional versus engaged learning, shown in Table 1 through 4, 2, illustrates how far the exemplary sites have progressed toward creating new learning environments. Table 1 through 4, 2, the traditional versus engaged learning paradigm, traditional learning paradigm, engaged learning paradigm, classroom activity, teacher-centered didactic, learner-centered interactive, teacher role, fact-teller always expert, collaborator, sometimes learner. Student role, listener, always listener. Collaborator, sometimes expert. Curriculum content, isolated disciplines, textbook-based. Integrated disciplines, reality-based. Instructional strategies, rigid uniform modes. Flexible opportunities for choice. Instructional emphasis, facts, memorization, breadth. Relationships, inquiry, and invention, depth. Concept of knowledge, accumulation of facts, transformation of facts, demonstration of success, quantity, quality of understanding, assessment, standardized tests, multiple sources of data, performance-based portfolios, technology use, drill and practice, communication, collaboration, information access, expression. While the case study sites all promoted engaged learning, the process of adapting strategies to local conditions made the implementation of the strategies different at each site. For example, meeting-centered curriculum was a goal at all of the sites, but the implementation of this strategy varied considerably across the sites. Table 1 through 4, 3 provides a matrix of major strategies and their implementation at the case study sites. The following discussion of findings includes examples of various approaches at the exemplary sites. Table 1 through 4.3, how study sites implemented engaged learning. Finding number 4.2, cooperative learning. LEP students in exemplary schools worked in cooperative groups and students became proficient cooperative learners. At each of the case study schools, engaged learning environments were created with the use of cooperative learning groups in which 4 to 6 students worked together to accomplish a specific learning task. These small student learning groups emphasize collaboration, and they were facilitated, not directed by the teacher. As a result, the students had the opportunity to co-inquire with their peers and their teacher. As a coach, the teacher offered critical guidance, not answers or solutions. In the traditional learning paradigm, most instruction is conducted in a whole class format, and most work is completed individually and often competitively. In contrast, cooperative learning resembles the way people work and interact in the workplace and in families. Classrooms organized to make effective use of students working jointly can better prepare students for more complex environments. Working in cooperative groups allows students greater opportunities to become more active participants in their learning and requires that they assume greater responsibility for their own learning. Cooperative learning strategies are particularly effective with LEP students because they provide valuable opportunities for students to use language skills in a setting that is less threatening than speaking before the class as a whole. Cooperative learning groups promote student language use in relation to a subject area such as science or math, which serves the dual purpose of enhancing language development and understanding of core content. At most of the exemplary sites, teachers employed the two fundamental features of true cooperative learning: positive interdependence and individual accountability. Positive interdependence means that members of the group must assume collective responsibility for the group task, must understand that individual members cannot succeed unless the whole group succeeds. Individual accountability means that the success of the group depends on the learning of individual students. Each group member must understand that he or she must contribute to the group process. Study schools used cooperative learning strategies in a number of interesting and creative ways. Teachers skillfully designed, organized, and facilitated work that utilized group strengths, mitigated individual student weaknesses, and engaged the students in actively pursuing knowledge. Often, teachers deliberately mixed students with varying levels of English fluency and literacy in a single group so that students who are less fluent could learn from those who are more proficient in English. Teachers often assigned roles to group members for cooperative activities and periodically rotated these roles. Students were assigned to be facilitator, timekeeper, recorder, etc., and took the role seriously. The entire class was trained in the process of carrying out each of those roles. Successful cooperative learning groups require that students have an understanding of process steps and have been prepared for relating to each other with respect. At most exemplary sites, students had multiple years of experience with cooperative learning strategies. By the time they were at fourth grade or above, they were proficient cooperative learners who had mastered the process. Minimal time was wasted in these classrooms in organizing groups for instruction or keeping students focused on the learning assignment. Because students were effective cooperative learners, teachers devoted precious instructional time to productive activity rather than classroom management, discipline problems, or repeating instructions. Researchers have attributed a number of academic and social gains to the use of cooperative grouping strategies in the classroom. In the academic domain, researchers have found that cooperative learning produces higher achievement gains than do competitive or individualistic. Furthermore, it is an effective strategy for all types of learning, memorizing basic facts to performing higher order reasoning and problem solving. Achievement gains are higher for heterogeneous groupings than for homogeneous groups. These higher achievement effects hold for all students, regardless of their level of achievement, gender, or ethnicity. The effects also hold across content areas and grade levels. In the social domain, researchers have reported that participation in cooperative learning groups results in increased self-esteem as well as more positive attitudes towards classmates and schools.